So this today we will see the pastime of Rishabh Dev. So first we learn the verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 3, Text 13. Sit properly, all of you sit properly. Ashtame.
Ashtame, Ashtame, Ashtame.
Meru Devyam.
Meru Devyam, Meru Devyam, Meru Devyam.
Tu.
Tu, 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 Tu.
Nabher.
Nabher, Nabher, Nabher.
Jata.
Jata, Jata, Jata.
Urukrama.
Urukrama, Urukrama, Urukrama.
Darshayan.
Darshayan, Darshayan, Darshayan.
Vartma.
Vartma, Vartma, Vartma.
Dheeranam.
Dheeranam, Dheeranam, Dheeranam.
Sarvashrama.
Sarvashrama, Sarvashrama, Sarvashrama.
Namaskritam.
Namaskritam, Namaskritam, Namaskritam.
Ashtame Meru Devyam Tu.
Ashtame Meru Devyam Tu. Ashtame Meru Devyam Tu. Ashtame Meru Devyam Tu.
Nabher Jata Urukrama.
Nabher Jata Urukrama. Nabher Jata Urukrama. Nabher Jata Urukrama.
Darshayan Vartma Dheerana.
Darshayan Vartma Dheerana. Darshayan Vartma Dheerana.
Sarvashrama Namaskritam.
Sarvashrama Namaskritam. Sarvashrama Namaskritam. Sarvashrama Namaskritam.
Ashtame Meru Deva Devyam Tu Nabher Jata Urukrama. Darshayan Vartma Dheeranam. Sarvashrama Namaskritam.
Ashtame Meru Devyam Tu.
Darshayan Vartma Dheerana.
Darshayan Vartma Dheerana. Darshayan Vartma Dheerana. Darshayan Vartma Dheerana.
Sarvashrama Namaskritam.
Sarvashrama Namaskritam. Sarvashrama Namaskritam. Sarvashrama Namaskritam.
Ashtame Meru Devyam Tu Nabher Jata Urukrama. Darshayan Vartma Dheeranam. Sarvashrama Namaskritam.
Ashtame Meru Devyam Tu Nabher Jata Urukrama. Darshayan Vartma Dheeranam. Sarvashrama Namaskritam.
Once more. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Please repeat after me. The eighth incarnation,
the eighth incarnation
was
King
Rishabha,
Rishabha, son of King
Nabhi,
Nabhi,
and his wife, Meru Devi.
In this incarnation,
the Lord showed
the
path of perfection,
which is followed
by those who have
fully controlled
their senses and who are honored
by all orders of life.
So this is the verse which describes Rishabh Dev. We are seeing the 22 incarnations of Lord Krishna. So let us tell the verse which glorifies. Ete chamsha kalapumsam Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam Indrari Vyakulam Lokam Hridayanti Yuge Yuge. Okay, so this describes. Last week I shared with you about Swayambhuva Manu. Remember? So how many sons he had? Five children he had. In that, two sons. Who are they? Who can tell me? What are the... Yes. And?
Nabhi.
Hey. Uttanapada and?
Priyavrata.
Yes. Who said?
Priyavrata.
Who said? You said? Who said Priyavrata?
Sanya.
Acha, you said. Okay. So Hari Bol for what is his name? Om and Danya. Hari Bol, Hari Bol. So two sons. So they were Priyavrata and Uttanapada. Okay, I'll just hold this for some time so that doesn't distract you. Yeah. So they were two sons, and in the Vamsha, that is the dynasty of Uttanapada, we saw Dhruva Maharaj comes. Uttanapada's son is Dhruva, and Dhruva's different sons are there. When that pastime comes, I'll tell you. In that dynasty, Prithu Maharaj comes. We saw that one. And another son is Priyavrata. What happened is, after Prithu Maharaj and after other sons, so many sons were there. Then after that, that dynasty, it got ended. Now again the kings have to rule, right? So there has to be another king. So Swayambhu Amanu, at that time Priyavrata went and sat in the mountain. Remember? Yes. To start doing tapasya. And who was guiding him? Narada Muni. Narada Muni was personally guiding him, and Priyavrata was continuously focusing only on one thing, that is he was focusing on Vasudev. Lord Vasudev was focusing, and he was chanting the names, and completely he was Krishna conscious. But now Swayambhu Manu wanted someone to take care of the kingdom, because Uttanapada's sons, that full dynasty, there were no king now. So he went to Priyavrata. But at that time Priyavrata was being guided by Narada Muni. At that time, now Narada Muni is also Mahajan. Swayambhu Manu is also Mahajan. Now Narada Muni is saying, be Brahmachari. Swayambhu Manu is saying, get married. What to do? Both are Mahajans. You have to listen to both of them. Swayambhu Manu, why did he tell you to get married? So that he could rule the world and produce children who will be Krishna conscious. So then when Narada Muni was again instructing Swayambhu Manu and Priyavrata, at that time, who came? Greater Mahajan came. Brahmaji came. He came in his car. Which is his car?
Swan.
It's Mercedes Benz, no?
No.
Okay. He came in the Swan. So he came there and he climbed up the mountain, and he all of you sit properly. Sit properly. So he came and he started, the moment Narada Muni saw the swan, he knew Brahmaji has come. So he got up, and with him Priyavrata, Swayambhu Manu, they both got up. And then Brahmaji came and he told Priyavrata that you should listen to your father. That is, you should take care of the world, you should take care of the worldly possessions of the, basically the kingdom of Swayambhu Manu. So Priyavrata, he immediately obeyed the order of Brahmaji. So he came and he got married to Bharishmati. Okay, he got married to Bharishmati, who is the daughter of Prajapati Vishwakarma. And they both got married and they produced 10 sons. Okay, and one daughter called Urjaswati. Now let us just go through the names. Swayambhu Manu's son, now which son we are talking about?
Priyavrata
got married to Arishmati, right? Last time I told you something, right? That is because in another Bhagavadam, one chart, there it was not mentioned. But this is mentioned in the past times. So then he got married to Barishmati. Now they produce how many sons?
10.
And one daughter named?
Urjaswati.
Yes, very good. Urjaswati. Okay. And out of these 10 sons, there was one son called Agnidara. And now what did Priyavrata do? He gave all his earthly possessions, whatever he had. He divided among his 10 sons. And then he said, goodbye, I'm going back to my mountain to focus completely on Krishna consciousness. Again, he wanted to focus only on Lord Krishna. He gave all his responsibilities, the kingdom, as his father and Brahmaji told him. He took, he got married, the children were produced, and they were very scholarly and very, they had all good qualities. So he gave all his possessions among his sons, and he went back to the same place to continue his focus on the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, to continue his Krishna consciousness, which he got guidance from whom? From Narada. So he started continuing his, again his tapasya, his austerities, his Krishna consciousness, and he was totally focused on the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, right? Now, In these 10 sons, one of them was Agnidara, and he was ruling the kingdom, and he wanted to have a son. So what he did, he went to do tapasya in a cave called Mandara. He started doing tapasya, and knowing his mind, Brahmaji sent a celestial girl. He sent a celestial girl, Purvachiti, that is Urjaswati. This is Purvachiti, to get married to Agnidara. So she got married to Agnidara, and they produced 9 sons. Okay, so now should we revise again? Priyavrata, his son is
Agnidara.
How many sons he had?
10.
Balaram, stand up. Ten sons. And then after that, in that 10, who was there?
Agnidara.
Yeah. Agnidara got married to?
Purvachiti.
Very good. So this, you are paying attention. Please sit properly. Otherwise, knowledge will not sink into you. Fine? Wait. So he got married to Purvachiti. And then, they got married and they got 9 sons. And in that 9 sons, one was Nabi, King Nabi. And that King Nabi, he got all these 9 sons got married to the 9 daughters of Meru. And now we will focus on Nabi, King Nabi. He got married to Meru Devi. Till here, is it clear?
Yes.
All of you? Okay. King Nabi got married to daughter of Meru. Daughter of Meru. So they got married. And now they wanted to have sons. So they did, and not only ordinary son, they had a desire to have the Lord, somebody equal to the Lord as their son. So they did great austerities, great tapasya. They did sacrifices and austerities, and you know, there were many Brahmana priests, and they all of you are understanding what I'm talking?
Yes.
Huh? So they all started doing tapasya. And the Brahmana priests, they were reciting all the mantras. Pay attention. All of you pay attention. They were doing, this is very important. So they all did nice, so they said mantras in such a nice way that they pleased Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu came over there. And it's beautiful. His beauty is described in Srimad Bhagavatam that he was wearing yellow silken garment. Yellow silken dhoti. Garments or dhoti. And then he had Shankh Chakra Gada Padma. What is the name of the Shankh of Vishnu?
Panchajana.
What is the name of Gada? Yes, Kaumodaki. It is Kaumodaki. Yeah. And then Shankh Chakra Gada. Chakra is and Padma is lotus. So all, you know, Lord Vishnu with the golden silken dhoti, Shankh Chakra Gada Padma, and then Shri Vatsa mark on his chest, and then there were pearl necklaces, and then they were Vaijanti mala, and a very beautiful form of Lord Vishnu they all saw, and they all offered obeisances. And then they started telling prayers. And when they all recited prayers, Lord Vishnu was very happy. He said that I am very happy with your sacrifices and prayers. And as you said that you want to have a son like me. He said, the Lord said, listen to these words. The Lord said, in Bhagavatam Prabhupada writes, the Lord said, there is no one other than me. I mean, there's no second person like me. So that's why I myself will be born as your son. What a benediction, isn't it? What a blessing. The Lord himself said, I'll be born as your son. So very soon, Meru Devi gave birth to a very beautiful child. And the child was filled with qualities, with divine qualities. And King Nabi, he seeing the qualities of the beautiful child, he named him Rishabh Dev. Rishabh means the best. Rishabh means what?
The best.
Rishabh means?
The best.
So he named him as Rishabh Dev. This is the 8th incarnation of Lord Krishna. So then Rishabhdev was born, and it is described that later Rishabhdev, he also went to Gurukul. Do you think the Lord has to go to Gurukul? Why does he go to Gurukul? Why does he go to, anybody one answer? Yes?
Because here came in the form of the son, he had to ask, he had to ask for act like a son.
That is one thing. A better answer?
You want to set an example for
him? Yes. Say Hari Bol for her. Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Yes. For setting an example. We think, oh, I know everything. Why I should go to school? Why I should go to teachers? Let me only do everything. Now Google is the teacher, isn't it? Everything is there. No. The Lord shows by example that you have to go to a teacher. So then he went to Gurukul, and he was filled with so many qualities that his father thought that I should give the kingdom to him, to Rishabhdev. So then, seeing his qualities, King Nabi, he gave the kingdom to Rishabhdev, and he also went to Badrikashram. When you yawn, you should do like this. Okay? So then, he went to Badrikashrama, and there he also focused completely on becoming Krishna conscious, focused totally on the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, chanting his names. Who focused? Where did he go?
Badrikashrama.
It's not Nabi Dev, it's Rishabhdev. Only Nabi, King Nabi. He went to this. Actually, those austerities, even his wife Meru Devi also performed with her husband. Okay? And so he went to the forest, to Badrikashram, to be Krishna conscious. Now Rishabhdev, he as he grew, then he, as I said, he went to Gurukul and all this, and then his guru told him to get married. So he got married to Jayanti. And in between, one pastime happened. Between this is, once Indradev, sit properly. Once Indradev, he, what did he do? He did not allow rain to come in the place where Rishabhdev was staying. Okay, so he did not allow rain to fall. So what did, it didn't come only, there are two pastimes. What does this remind you of, another pastime? Yes.
When Krishna was
yes. Yeah, he was carrying. That time he poured rain excessively. Here he stopped rain. Yes.
So in Ramayana there was Dashrath's daughter Shanta, and then she was with Romapada, and that time he had to get Rishishinga to step in that land. Yes. So that rain came.
Yes. So this year, this pastime, what it says is, Indradev at that time he was trying to test Krishna's power. That time also, that time he excessive, the rain during Govardhan Leela, it is said each drop was like a pillar. The Samvartaka clouds, they were sent, he told Samvartaka, send rainfall in Braj, so that each drop was like a pillar. Now, here Indradev, he stopped rain. So, that time what did Rishabhdev do? He caused the rain to come again by his powers. So this then again Indradev knew his limitations, and the place, it's called Ajanaba, the place where Rishabhdev made rain to come back, it's called Ajanaba. And Rishabhdev got married to whom?
Jayanti.
I can't hear.
Jayanti.
And they both gave birth to 100 sons. 100 sons. Now let us revise again. Priyavrata, then
Agni.
How many sons?
Ten.
In that one was Agnidara. Agnidara produced, he married with? Purvachiti. And who they gave birth to?
Nine
sons. In that nine, who? Nabi. Got married to? They gave birth to?
Rishabhdev.
Got married to? They gave birth to? In that, the first one was Bharat Maharaj. Now our India is there, isn't it? What do we call it?
Bharat.
The name for this thing, Bharata Varsha. Now it is limited to India. Initially the whole universe, sit properly. When you are hearing Bhagavatam, you should sit like this. So it was called Bharata Varsha because of this king Bharat. So I'll just read the names Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport, the names of Rishabhdev's sons, not all 100 sons. I'll just name some of them. The names were Kushavrata, you can tell.
Kushavrata,
Ilavrata,
Brahmavarta,
Malaya,
Ketu,
Badrasena,
Indrasprik,
Vidarbha,
and
Kikata. There were other sons. These sons, all of you sit properly and name them. Kavi,
Havi,
Antariksha,
Prabuddha,
Piplayama, Piplayana,
Avirhotra,
Drumila,
Chamasa,
and Karabanjana.
And
you know what? These nine, they became the Navayogendras. It comes in the 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So these nine, they became the Navayogendras. Okay? And they were the ones who predicted the most famous verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, which gives the prediction of the prediction that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will come. And you know the verse, anybody knows the verse? Krishna Varnam Trisha Krishnam Sango Pangashapashadam Yajnai Sankirtana Prayar Yajanti Sumedasaha. That is, in the Kaliyuga, Lord Krishna will come as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to propagate the Sankirtan Yajna. This was predicted by this nine Yogendras. Yeah, Navayogendras. And just I'll just read out the description of Lord Rishabhdev. I want you to repeat after me. Please sit properly. Lord Rishabhdev's hands, feet,
and chest
were very long.
His
shoulders,
face,
and limbs
were
all very very delicate
and
symmetrically
proportioned.
His mouth was
beautifully
decorated
with
his natural smile.
And he appeared
all the more lovely
with
his reddish
eyes
spread wide
like
the petals
of a newly
grown
lotus
flower. Okay, so there are some more descriptions. Shri Rishabhdev ki. So Rishabhdev got married. He got 100 sons. In that, the first one was
Bharat.
Okay. This, Rishabhdev did is, he was touring all the places on the earth planet. So when he was touring, he came to a place called Brahmavarta. Which place?
Brahmavarta.
Yeah. So there he sat with his sons, because there were many brahmanas who were giving instructions, advice. So Rishabhdev sat along with his sons, and after they completed, Rishabhdev himself, he instructed his sons. Although his sons were very intelligent, very well behaved. We tell, no, if a mother tells you should be like this, you should, nahi mujhe aata hai, mujhe mat batao, right? Although the sons of Rishabhdev, they were very well behaved and they were the best. They are the Lord's sons, isn't it? But still, they obeyed every instructions. There are chapters of Rishabhdev's instructions in Srimad Bhagavatam. And many of our sannyas, this Maharajas in our movement, they give seminars on the instructions of Rishabhdev. Okay, so Rishabhdev's instructions are very, very important if you want to be a real good devotee, right? Then Rishabhdev gave his instructions, and then after that, he gave all his kingdom, everything to be taken care by Bharat Maharaj. And then Rishabhdev, he went to the forest. He started roaming towards the forest. What happened is, he did not wear any clothes, and his hair was disheveled, it is said, means unorganized. And he just went walking through all the forest, and he was acting like a madman, Rishabhdev. This is all for pastimes. You can't tell why the Lord does like this. It is, the Lord can do anything. So he went through different forests, then different villages and different cities. So all these places Rishabdev started going. And when he used to go like this, many times children and people used to throw stones at him. They used to make fun of him. They used to tease him. But Rishabdev did not care. They all used to do. So Rishabdev, he just went walking through different places. And when he came at one point he saw that, you know, to not disturb people, aisa karne ka. Okay, when you get yawn, you should do like this. So he came to different places, and to not disturb people, at one point he took a form of a python. Python in the sense, he lied at one place. And there only he would eat, he would drink, sit properly. If you don't sit properly, I'll not continue. So there only he would eat, he would drink, and he would pass stool also there only. And the Lord's stool, it is said that it was so aromatic. It's not like us. The Lord's stool, for so many miles, it is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam that it would be so aromatic. Once in a lecture, Maharaj said that if he passes in Bombay, the aroma of his stool would go up to Pune. This is the Lord's stool. Sometimes people tell, no, I am God. So Srila Prabhupada tells, take your stool test. So this is Rishabdev's quality. So Rishabdev was staying on the like a python, and then for some time like that, and then later again while working he came to a province called I'll just go through the name. It's a city called Konka, Venka and Kutaka. Konka, Venka and Kutaka. When he came to that place, that time he by his own will, you know, few bamboo sticks, they got friction, and through that the forest fire started, and the full forest of Kutachala got burnt. In that Rishabdev also got burnt. So this is how he disappeared. I mean, he ended his pastimes. Then it is said that the king of that place, Kutachala, called Arhata, he wanted to imitate Rishabdev, so he started Jainism. You know, Jainism philosophy he started, this Arhata. So this is the pastime of Rishabdev. It is said that whoever hears this pastime, or whoever narrates this pastime of Lord Rishabdev, will get undivided devotional service on the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Shri Rishabdev ki.
Jai.